Los Angeles native, but now Kenmare-based Jason P. Rothberg was on the show with us before talking about his new company, Zavatar, which he co-founded during COVID because of his dislike of Zoom calls. He didn't want to be appearing on the screen, so he wanted an avatar, an animated version of himself, that would animate in real time so he could use this on his Zoom calls. And this is how Zavatar came about, and we spoke about it previously on the show when Jason joined us here. As I mentioned, he is based in Kenmare. He's a member of the RDI Hub in Killorglin. And Zavatar has really grown in the last while here in Kerry, with many graduates of MTU Kerry now becoming part of the team. Well, the first time Jason used his real-time avatar, his Zavatar, was when he was on a Zoom call about the Cannes Film Festival in 2021. Now, Jason has extensive experience working in music, film and television in the US over the years. Well, he was actually at Cannes this year. Zavatar, along with the David Lynch Foundation, created by the famous film director, and a number of other companies, hosted the Art of Movie Music event. And this was held in person at the Cannes Film Festival, but was also online. And it used Zavatar's real-time avatars. And there was a star-studded lineup taking part in this event. Well, I caught up with Jason earlier this week from Cannes to ask him about how this event has gone. And I started by asking him to tell us about this Art of Movie Music event, which was held last Sunday in Cannes.
Mary, it was absolutely incredible. We had so much fun. 3 days leading up to this insane event where we're actually doing real-time animation. And Mary, it's weird because I'm living with this kind of thing every day. So it's very normal for me. But I'm realizing, like, you know, we had Donovan as one of our panelists. And so Don calls me up. He's like, oh, okay, Jason, so we're going to be live. I'm like, yes, Don. Yep, you'll be live on stage. He goes, then they'll do the animation later. I'm like, no. The animation will be happening on stage on the screens as you're talking. He's like, oh, wait, Jason, stop. So we're not live. It's animated. No, we are live and animated. He goes, so there's a guy on the side of the stage doing the animation? You can't do animation this fast. I'm like, that's the point, Don. We can. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to show up and tell me what to do. And then to see Donovan, you know, it was his 77th birthday. We actually had a birthday party at Hotel Martinez afterwards for him. But to watch him, first he did this amazing Q&A, and then David Lynch, the filmmaker, presented him with a special award and wished him a happy birthday. And he's having this conversation with these virtual beings, and then he was mystified. Redman came on, and George Clinton from Parliament, and then Elvis Costello, and all of them animated and answering the questions live in real time. And to watch Donovan's face and then watch the audience. I mean, everybody had their phones out the entire time just filming the process because we're there in front of filmmakers, producers, directors, distributors. And they just all were like, what is going on? This is insane. It was a game changer for us, but it was just so much fun, Mary. I'm on a high that probably will take me into next year easily.
Yeah, because we've spoken about this tech here, which it was your idea, the brainchild of yourself, you living here in Kenmare, and you've really built up the business internationally, but here in Kerry through using talent here in the county.
It's really the three of us. So I have two absolute brilliant partners that bring so much to the table. And together, it feels like we're unstoppable. Kevin Sharpley, who is an award-winning filmmaker and multimedia expert, and Gene Franco Bianchi, who is, in my mind, just the greatest artist of his generation. There's nothing this guy can't do. And yeah, so, you know, over the pandemic, I was hating the Zoom experience. I wanted a real-time reactionary avatar. Gene Franco came up with the solution in 3.5 weeks. And the response from that Cannes, July 2021, is what motivated us to launch the company in Kerry. And now we have this full-blown media company. And most of the media department is actually being developed through the local universities in Kerry. MTU has just brought us incredible talent. But, you know, we're also mining from all through Ireland. And they start as interns, and then we teach them how the technology works. And now we're starting to hire them as full-time employees. So I think the media department is now up to 14. And as soon as we launch the TV show, I expect it to jump up to 20 to 30 very quickly.
And do you have any dates yet for when you will launch this TV show?
So there's a series of contracts that we've been negotiating and getting ready to sign, but it's definitely going to launch this fall. And we are actually now in talks with a major Irish network who wants the Irish rights as well. So God willing, you'll be able to see it here in Kerry and throughout Ireland, which is a dream come true for us.
And this is, for people who aren't aware, this is The Sync Report. It's currently a podcast, but it will be done in a televised version using your live animation.
And so we've changed the name because people, so many people just don't know what synchronization means when it comes for film to film and TV. It's a very much a industry term. So we're now calling it the art of movie music. And it just seems to be something that people can digest easier. You can understand it. And so it's a combination, all animated, which is like, you know, we're based in the metaverse. So as you're seeing it on terrestrial TV, you could then get on your computer, your phone, your iPad, and explore the various environments you see in the show. There's all of these wonderful games and retail and really cool ways to connect with people. But overall, it's a late night talk show meets a talent search. So we interview top names in the industry. Like I said, we just had Elvis Costello and Donovan and David Lynch and Redman. And oh my God, I'm bursting to tell you the list of artists, celebrities that we're lining up for interviews, but that'll have to be our next conversation, Mary. And then the second half, we actually have this really fun talent search where independent songwriters and musicians can submit their music to get into film and TV placement. And that's where The Sync comes in. So it's really a lot of fun. And I think it's, you know, something that, especially in Ireland with the musical talent, the caliber of talent on that island, it's just, that's really what, you know, I only was coming to Ireland for a year, being in the music industry for 30 years myself. I was enamored. I could walk into any pub, walk down any street, but whether it's busking or, you know, a concert, I was just blown away. And I got lucky enough to connect with, you know, artists like Stephanie Rainey out of Cork and Patty Casey, and did a little work with Aslan and the Coronas. And yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely in love with the music scene in Ireland.
So your animation, the Zavatar company, I mean, you were making great waves before you went to Cannes. You mentioned that the audience were going wild when they saw it. Was there a great reaction to yourselves over in Cannes?
I gotta say, it was so uncomfortable because getting off that stage, which I don't like, I've always been behind the talent, behind the mixing board, behind the camera. So, you know, I'm one of the characters in the show, and I didn't mind so much because it's animated. But here I am performing live in front of an audience. And then walking off and really feeling so uncomfortable being kind of mobbed, if I can be so bold of saying, and everybody kind of wanting your attention and to talk to you and to congratulate you. It's an overwhelming feeling that I'm not sure I'll ever get comfortable with, but I do hope it happens over and over and over again. Yeah, it was incredible.
And speaking of crowds, you're going to be at the Dublin Tech Summit coming up on the 1st of June, and you're going to be talking,
yes,
beyond the hype, navigating the realistic applications of Metaverse.
Yes, yes, but it's all hype. We're going to hype the hell out of the Metaverse because it's so exciting. It needs to be hyped. And it just, for me, it's funny because, you know, the conversation around the Metaverse has been very multiplexed. You know, it's, you love it, you hate it, you don't understand it. And so what I'm hoping to do on the first is really to share our vision of how we see the Metaverse changing and resurrecting media. You know, if you know much about the entertainment sector, streaming has really made it difficult for TV networks, and now there's no DVD market and there's no second market. So the theaters are shutting down. So, you know, the film studios are struggling. And we believe that the Metaverse will give that secondary market. You know, people are always going to want to go to the theater and have that experience. I hope people will continue to watch their TV because, you know, that is, you know, part of our culture for the last 50 plus years. But I really believe being able to have these multi-platform and then not just watching, but actually actively participating in, that is going to be the thing. So when you watch a film and you see I don't know. Let's just use the Matrix. The Matrix is on my mind for a minute. You know, and then you could actually go and explore all those places where Keanu Reeves would just and, you know, and become that character. And when you can integrate and participate, it just brings a whole new level of excitement to content creation.
Yeah, because I suppose the metaverse, and some people would be like, oh God, what is that? It's just for gamers. You can really see that becoming so much more and coming into so many more industries and people's lives.
Well, I mean, just like, again, because I'm a music guy. So imagine, you know, you're a musician and we've just interviewed Steve Vai, and Steve Vai's talking about his studio. Then you can go into the metaverse, you can go into Steve Vai's studio, get your digital guitar. Someone that you may or may not know will pick up a bass, someone else will get behind the drum kit, and all of a sudden you're making music with that Steve Vai sound with people perhaps you've never met before. I mean, the opportunities that this could create. And then you walk away with a WAV file, you know, something that you can actually go and take to a producer and have mixed, and then who knows, potentially have that on the radio the next week. I mean, the things are, it's so endless. It's really just down to your imagination as to where you can take this. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it sounds just phenomenal, and like there's so many opportunities. As you mentioned, you're talking at the Dublin Tech Summit, so it's June 1st. If anyone is interested in heading along there, they can find out more on the Dublin Tech Summit website. Look, Jason, we are going to leave it there. I'm so grateful for you for talking to us all the way from Cannes and for taking
Oh,
time out
thank
for
you,
us.
Mary. Oh, man, one more thing. I have to just say a special thanks to Celtic Tweed, who actually styled me the first time ever I've been styled. They dressed me in such amazing clothes. It's an Irish company. Everyone needs to support them. What they do is incredible. Thank you, Kathy, and the entire team. You guys really took care of me. And thank you, Mary. It's always so much fun talking to you. I can't wait to get back to Ireland and do this all again.
Okay, fantastic. Look, Jason, thanks so much for joining us. And look, I'm sure we'll be catching up with you again. Take care.
Thank you, Mary.